You are listening to the greatest
Nerdcast, suckers!
And those flappy things on the side of your head.
Popping, cracking Nerdcast.
They're tuned into the Nerdcast, baby.
The Nerdcast.
You now tuned into the Nerdcast.
You gotta love it.
You listen to the Nerdcast, son.
Listening to the Nerd.
Yo, yo, what up? You listen to the Nerdcast episode 58, son. I got my girl Leslie, mother trucking Lancaster, on the mix on tonight, Thursday, when we're looking at March 18th right now. What's good? What's popping? What's good, man? What's good?
Oh, shit. I really am shy on a microphone.
Don't be shy.
So I'm going to have some wine.
Yeah. Drink. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me fill you up real quick.
But we got a lot of songs here tonight.
All right. So we changed. Actually, before we get into the show,
mm-hmm.
Originally it was about All in Your Mind or something like that. But we changed that. So
right.
Now it's just underground or local music.
Right.
Like just
all these bands are mostly my friends. I at least know one. No, that's not true. There's two bands that I don't know that I'll be seeing next week at the Metaphor Cafe. There's a show going on.
Metaphor Cafe.
So two of those
Cafe.
Bands
Where's
I've never
at?
Seen before, but everybody else I've seen. So yeah, they're all my friends. Half of them are from the States, and the other half are from Korea. So I'm going to tag everyone. Hopefully they'll listen.
That'd be what's up.
Yeah.
But before we get into the show, tell us a little bit about yourself. Because none of the Nerdicans, maybe a couple of the Nerdicans know a little bit about you. But for the most part, they don't.
Well, so. First of all, Jannard and I should have known each other for a long time. We went to high school together and knew each other until I moved out to San Diego. And he put me up for a bit, which was totally fucking awesome. And now I got my own place, and I'm trying to get by.
Go Neil!
Yeah, we're still neighbors. But yeah, we're from a very small, boring place
Gold
on the
City.
East Coast.
Gold City, North Carolina.
North Cackalack.
Do you have any bands up from North Carolina on the show? Like
no.
Oh, it's just strictly West Coast and Korea and all those? Or?
Yep, basically. And let's see, I have a band from China. But yeah, Asian or... West Coast mostly, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. But before we get in the show, so what have you been doing since you moved out here? Like, how's your time out here so far? if you want to talk about that,
yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I'm just trying to, get the viewers, a little bit of knowledge about you,
give
them a general idea about yourself. Because, they know you're here in California, in San Diego, but they don't necessarily know, what you're doing in San Diego.
Right.
So let the viewers know. The listeners know what's good, what's pop.
Right now, I'm not doing a whole lot. I'm hanging out with some really cool people and went to the zoo today.
Saw some of your cousins?
Spent a lot, yeah.
I'm joking.
Spent a lot of time at the zoo. That was cool, but basically, I'm trying to be a teacher, trying to tutor. So right now, I'm tutoring a few Korean students for free. I'd like to get paid eventually.
Shapal.
Shapal, yeah, right? But when I first got here, 3 days into being here, I got a job at a huge flower corporation called Pro Flowers. And
nice.
That really helped me out because they fed me and I could take a shower there. Because at the time, I was definitely couch surfing for 7 weeks.
Nice.
And so that was good, but it was temporary through Valentine's Day. And hopefully, it'll start back up again in a month. So I'm kind of counting on that. Otherwise, what else have I done here? I don't even know. It's like...
Your first experience of the Saguaro's burrito.
Oh, my God.
You got to bring that up.
Now I've gone 10 times, though.
See? I'm jealous because I haven't had... I'm sober from burritos,
yeah,
by the way.
I know.
3 months. Actually, 4 months. 4 weeks sober.
Whoa.
So,
was the last time you went with me? No, I think... I remember you texted me one night. It was like, oh, my Saguaro's.
I think that might have been the last time. Because,
yeah. I have
much.
A new favorite there now.
What's your favorite?
It's the veggie burrito, and you add french fries on the inside.
Veggie burritos.
Yeah.
You'll be eating a lot of those.
Last night we went, and my friend dumped her entire pink drink all over the place. It was really funny.
That is crazy. Well, good luck with finding a job, and it's awesome to see you doing your thing, though, here in California, because... I know you started out with just a car and some clothes.
Yeah.
And then you finally made your way, you got a job, you're still out here, you got a couple interviews, and then you got a house, you know, a nice house.
I love my place.
So,
and I painted it like 8 different colors, so it looks like I'm probably going to stay there for a bit.
That's good. That's cool. I'm happy for you, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
Let's get to the music, man. Let's do it to it.
This first band is from Portland, and I saw them play like a week ago at the Metaphor Cafe in Escondido. They're called Nux Vomica, and
the
song,
Lemon Party.
Oh, the Lemon Party. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's play a song for now.
Right.
This song's called The Invasion.
All right, that's what's up. The Invasion by the
Nux Vomica.
Nux Vomica, right here on episode 58, I think.
58.
To the Narcast episode 58 with Leslie Lancaster.
Hey.
Now it was funny because we were going onto the MySpace to get the song, and she was like, "Whoa, this song is 10 minutes. There's no way we're gonna play this one." So
we played a different one.
Yeah, we played a different one, but by the same band.
Yeah, and the name of that song was Room Silencer,
okay.
And it was only about 3 minutes. Like, we have a lot of bands on here tonight, mm-hmm. So we had to go with the 3 minute song. Although the other song was good.
Mm-hmm. And they're from Portland, right?
Yeah, and they just came. I think they just finished their West Coast tour. So
okay, so they're what? Do you know what they're doing now? Like what's going on? Are they still touring? Or
I think that was a pretty big tour. I mean, they're gone now. Sorry.
Oh, you already exited them. Out. Okay, it's cool.
On to the next one.
So yeah, that band was from Portland.
Yep.
So. I like that. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm into the fast hardcore kind of, but had some little punk.
I wish you could have been in the show. You might have had my back.
You know what? I love lemons. And I wasn't invited to the lemon party. And well, I was invited to the lemon party.
Well, there's another one coming up on the 23rd at the same place, Metaphor Cafe. We'll see what kind of produce trouble we can get into.
Okay. All right, Evie, what's up? Cool. All right, moving along.
Well, this next band is War Scroll.
Nice.
Yay, Daisy band.
You, San Diego, man, / LA, because that's, you know,
that's where from she's LA, from, so. Yeah.
This girl is amazing. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, because I only known her for, like, I saw her once, and that was at the Punk House party, which I had the folk bands and stuff with the accordions and stuff like that. And I heard her music because you introduced me to her music on Facebook, and it's really good, man. It's really tight. And I they were at the Lemon Party, and I missed them, but
they're also playing soon at the same place.
So again, you got Daisy, John, Matt, Mike, Nick, and four piece band doing their thing.
Is that right? I don't know.
I just saw another guy, but I think those are the past members, so we don't want to include them. I don't think
we don't want to include
site now.
But anyway, I don't know.
But yeah, this is Daisy's band. They're awesome, really awesome. Now, what song are we gonna play by them?
Let's see. I picked Talons, so let's go with that one. Although there's a lot of good ones.
All right, that's what's up. So this is War Scroll, San Diego, California. And if you want to catch these cats, man, they'll be in Escondido again on March 23rd, man, doing it again at the Lemon
Metaphor
Party.
Cafe.
So, let's do it to it, man. And then they're going to be playing in the spring. You know, they got a couple shows in April. So don't miss them.
The radio room, right?
Yeah. Oh, they're playing at the radio room? That's my spot. Okay.
Cool. Twice, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. So I'm going to definitely have to hit that up, man. So this is Daisy. And
all those cool cats.
All those cool cats right here on the Narcast episode 58, son.
Get hit, bud.
Yeah. Yo, What up, what up? You listen to the Narcast episode 58, doing it to it with Leisurely Mother Trucking Lancaster, man. I told you I was going to have her on the show, man. And we're doing it to it. We're already at like 15 minutes. So we only played two songs. I had to listen to that song twice because she messed it up because we were recording straight from MySpace. So because we don't have some of these songs. But we're going to go ahead and move it on along because we're, like I said, 2 minutes and we're already at like, what, 15
minutes? Yeah, we need to shut up and play music.
Yeah, we need to just shut up and play some music.
So this next band is Age of Collapse, also going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at the Lemon Party.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to go ahead and spill the coconut beans and say I have a major crush on someone in this band.
Uh-oh, who? Are you going to say who or you just want to just keep it on a DL?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, before you talk about your crush, tell us a little bit about the band.
Yeah,
the music. The music. I think the music is more important.
Oh, really? Because
we want to promote the band. So you know, your love life can be in between. Yeah, in between segments or something.
I understand. It's probably about right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm blushing.
She is getting red here. She's white. Oh, by the way, Nardikin, she's white, so she's getting red. Getting red. But I'm drinking some.
I really like their band a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the style before we get into it? Like, what kind of style is it?
Kind of dark and I don't know. I guess kind of doomish.
Doomish.
Yeah. Metal.
Okay.
It's good.
Cool, because I don't think the Nardikin's ready for the hardcore punk, like straight up for a whole hour and a half. But
well, you better
we're doing
get ready.
It, yeah. So Daisy's band, man, that was tight. I really digging them. I'm gonna try to come out and see them on the 23rd.
Yeah.
So.
And this band and the next two bands are gonna be there too. And I think that's about it. It would be Raw Nerves, War Scroll, Fed to the Wolves, Age of Collapse, and I think that's it. Yeah.
No, that's what's up. So, what song are you gonna play?
This song is called Ungrateful Sons.
Okay, cool. And do you know what it's about, or?
I don't know.
Maybe Ungrateful Sons?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked one.
Cool. All right. Is it 10 minutes long?
No.
Nah, I'm just teasing. All right, well, let's...
It's not that long.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let's check it out while we drink on some Tisdale, which I bought at the liquor store.
Wine?
Yeah, it was $2.99, man. I'm telling you.
Some
red wine, man. Cheap
tipsy
wine, right?
Tisdale.
Here. Mm-hmm. Right here on the Narcast. Tisdale right here on the Narcast, episode 58, along with the name of the band again in the song.
Age of Collapse.
Sweet. Right here on episode 58.
Yeah. Yeah.
episode 58 in the house with Leslie Lancaster.
Yo.
But honestly, like, I'm digging the music for real. Yeah. And I feel bad because usually I like to talk about the music, give like my Nardikins a little bit about each band.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have the links now. I could probably put them on the show another time too, just to be like, talk a little bit about, you know, about them as a band and stuff like that, and maybe even have them on the show, like, to talk about their band themselves.
Right.
But
well, they're kind of all new to me too, I don't know a whole lot about them. I just know they're kick-ass people, and I
and
really
the
like
San Diego
their music
band too.
And yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Local scene.
Yeah. Cool.
This next band is also a San Diego band. They're called Fed to the Wolves. And this song is called The Storm.
All right. What kind of, same style?
Yeah, all of this is kind of in the same vein.
Okay.
They're playing at that show.
Oh, how do you know them? Oh,
I haven't seen this band yet.
Oh, okay.
The next two bands I haven't seen. I mean, I've heard Raw Nerves before.
Talk about the second band too, so that we can go ahead and like double them up.
Yeah, the next one is Raw Nerves, and they're
from San Diego.
No, they're from Portland.
Oh, another Portland band, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing it to it with a Portland man.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Same style, hardcore pretty much.
Yeah.
Hardcore punk.
I haven't seen them before, but I've listened to their music before. They're good. They're on tour right now. It looks like they're going to a lot of places. Actually, they're hitting up the whole freaking country.
Tight.
Yeah, all summer. Yeah, it looks like they have a lot of shows, even coming back to San Diego in July.
Oh wow. Okay.
So, yeah, they're gonna be in the CAC.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna be
North
in Greensboro, in Asheville.
Nice. Oh, they ain't going through the LA, huh?
LaGrange.
Yeah.
LaGrange.
All right, let's hear it, man. So
all
two
right.
songs right now. We're gonna go ahead and double it up. The first song.
This is The Storm by Fed to the Wolves.
Nice. Right here on episode 58, son.
Hey, this is Jeff Powers, and you are listening to the Poppin' Crackin' Nardcast.
Boys are on fire, son. Episode 58, man. Doing it to it with Leisurely Mother Trucking Lancaster. So, what's good? What's popping? What we got now?
I love how I get so many shout-outs.
I know, right? That last one, I was just doing nothing but some shout-outs to the Lancaster, man. She's bringing the hardcore to the Narcast, man.
Lele.
You bring in new Nardikins.
Yeah,
you
know, I hope
so. So I'm hoping that too, and I'm hoping the people that listen to the show will come to these shows.
I hope so too. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Even though it's kind of far, but it's not too far.
Not too far. Escondido. Yeah. I mean, only time I'll go down. I don't think I'll go down to Escondido.
I have a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth from last time. Mm-hmm. Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
But I gotta go see this show. You know, it's gonna be good.
That's what's up.
This next band is one of our high school, fellow high school schoolians, whatever you call it.
Chantal.
She's in Riverside, and I never knew what happened to her until I moved out here, and you told me she's in a punk band, and she's really killing
it. She's like straight up gutter piss drunk band. Punk, gutter punk kind of thing. Yeah,
she's PBR punk.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You got her on vocals, and you got Brian on bass and vocals. You got Trey on some guitar and vocals. You also got Rudy on guitar and Nick on drums. So, you know, you got your whole little five-piece punk band right there, man, right there in Riverside. And I've been trying to get them to come out here, man. I've actually played Cheers to Beers on a couple episodes and all that good stuff. So check them out, man. MySpace.com/
They're called For Fuck's Sake. Yep.
So MySpace.com/ For Fuck's Sake Crust is where you can go check them out, man. And of course, I'm gonna have all the links on my homepage. So whenever, if you need to, you know, check them out, they'll be there on the So definitely, pretty much. So definitely check out their EP, Piss Drunk, and you can go right there on their page and buy it. It's for $7. So let's go and get to the music, man. We're gonna go ahead and play a song called
Fashion Disorder.
Mm-hmm. So let's do it to it.
All right.
So, episode 58, The Narcast, featuring Leslie Mother Trucking Lancaster, along with the Tisdale. Yeah! fuck's sake, man, right out of Riverside, California, man, doing it to it again. A good old school buddy, man, from high school, Chantal, doing her thing, man, over there in fucking Riverside.
Yup.
All right, man. Fuck and the Americans, man. We're done with Americans.
For the West,
we're done with them.
Coast. Yeah,
yeah, we're done with Americans.
Have a seat.
Have a seat. I hope you're sitting down. What else are you gonna be doing?
Now follow us to Asia.
Yeah. Woo. Let's take a trip to Asia.
Okay, we're gonna.
So obviously you had a job, right, or something in Asia?
Yeah, you could say that. I worked at a foot fetish shop for a long time.
You didn't tell me it was a foot fetish. You didn't say foot fetish.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't work there. I was an English teacher, a drunk English teacher, like most of us in Seoul. We spent most of our time like waiting for the subway at 5 a.m. There was lots of drinking going on, but a little bit of teaching. And I made some of my best friends in my life there, and a lot of them are in these bands. I miss my Korean friends a lot. There's a cool punk scene there.
That's cool. And tell us a story about how, like, I don't want to necessarily have to compare it to the Korean and American punk scene, but explain to the listeners how they made you feel, like, more welcome. It seemed like that their scene is more welcoming than our American punk scene.
Yeah, I think it was, there was more about, they were about unity. That's like one of the English words that everyone knows is unity. So yeah, I mean, they're really welcoming. Like, I went there for a holiday, and before I knew it, I was moving there like overnight from Japan because I just met some really cool people, and they like welcomed me in like a family. So we're really tight, and it was good. People are, you know, the music is different, but the scene is really familiar or something. I don't really know how to describe it, but I miss it a little bit.
So is this going to be, this is more, is it hardcore punk or this is like straight up like just fast punk? What kind of genre?
Well, the first band I'm playing is Chad Burger, and this band consists of three members. One is one of my good friends, Aaron, from Australia. And also Honggu is on drums. He's from Korea. And Tell is on vocals, and he's from England.
Okay.
They play really fast, kind of thrash. I'm gonna play three songs of theirs because their songs are like a minute long apiece. Okay. So we're gonna play 5 Years, I Don't Like You Anywhere, and Violent Mind.
Oh, wow.
And they're in Seoul in Hongdae. You can catch them. Tell will probably chop your fucking head off. He's crazy. He's like the skinny white kid who just jumps off balconies and throw his body around like crazy.
Wow.
He definitely has hit me in the face a few times.
Oh, wow.
But I love them. Chad Burger's cool. So the first song, or the first band, is Chad Burger. We're just going to do a whole segment, just go through. The next band is Join the Circle, and that song is going to be We've Got to Fight.
How you know these cats?
Oh, yeah, they're just some more Korean friends. Yeah, if I told you their names, you probably wouldn't remember.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it, because they're going to listen, right? So they want to know, I mean, right? Or no? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then we have Things We Say. That is Sung Jae's band. I know him pretty well. And the next band, well, let's just do those for now.
Okay, so what are
and
we
we'll
doing?
And we'll throw
we're
in Shorty Cat, too.
So we're doing three songs from Chad Burger.
Yeah, and one song from Join the Circle, one from Things We Say, and one from Shorty Cat. It's like a female band.
Okay.
There weren't a whole lot of female.
And all these songs can be found on MySpace.
Yeah, you can find all this on MySpace.
I will put the links to their page on my page so that people, if they like the music, they can go and show them some love. So, again, Tell the bands you heard on right here on the Narcast episode 58 with Leslie Lancaster. Tell them you like their music, you want to hear more of it, you want them to come to America and just do it to it. You know, that's how we want to do it, man. That's why I do this show, is to promote local music and underground music and, you know, different genres. And I'm glad you're able. That's why I like having people on the show, is because I want different genres of music on the show. Because usually I might go, you know, hip hop heavies one minute, and then the next show I might go dubstep heavy, or, you know, even punk heavy on some song, on some shows. So that's why I like putting, you know, having friends or having people that are really good in music. I'm just babbling right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, Chad Burger.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
MySpace.com/Chatburger.
First star. 5 years.
All right, 5 years is here. Right on the 8.
Heather, and you are listening to the Nardcast.
What's up? This is Kelly Kells, and I love me some Nardcast.
Jim, and those flappy things on the side of your head, they're tuned into the Nardcast, baby.
Yeah. 쓰러지지 않겠어 더 이상 참지 않지
Those girls are on fire.
That's Shorty Cat. They're a lot of fun. They're really freaking cute, too.
They got that not necessarily Ramones feel, but they have like that old school punk, but Korean punk.
Yeah, they're like, they're quick.
Yeah, I like that, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff. What we got going on,
we're
man?
We're gonna take a little detour and.
But before before we talk about more music, real quick, how you doing? How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good? how's that Tisdale treating you?
Yeah, it's almost done.
Yeah, it's almost done, man. So let me pour the last glass real quick.
Goop.
Oh yeah, I have a passion for like one of the best sounds ever is like. Wine, the first pour, when you open the wine and you pour it into the glass and it makes that goop, 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 goop.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
sound
yeah, that's like one of my favorite sounds. But anyway, okay, back to music.
All right, this next band is called Ska Sucks. They're also Korean. I used to have a lot of fun dancing with Rachel and Kathy at the spot. If you've ever been to Hongdae and you're in any way whatsoever part of the punk scene there, you know about the spot. The spot stays open all night. It was our favorite place to hang. One of our favorite places. Well, yeah, maybe our favorite place. It's right by the park. And I remember getting down with my girls.
I heard about the park
song.
A lot.
You heard about the park?
You told me about the park. Yeah. Oh, you told me about a couple parts where you...
Hongdae Park is it's where, you know, foreigners go to get smashed and everyone actually goes to die. We all kind of die there.
Nice.
Yeah, little bits and pieces of our liver and yeah, it's a good time. I had to leave Korea.
Are you miss it? You want to go back, don't you?
No, I don't. No offense, everyone in Korea. I don't want to go back.
Why not? Well, you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Let's just make it psycho.
Yeah.
This is the next song. It's called Make It Psycho.
All right, we're going to make it psycho right here on the NARcast episode 58.
Yo, this is for Rachel.
This is for Rachel.
Oh!
listening to the Narcast episode 58 with Leisurely Mother Trucking Lancaster in the hazy.
That was Ska Sucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to hear the next band.
This next band is called Suck Stuff. It sounds kind of like Ska Sucks. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Suck Stuff's been around for a bit. They've had a few different band members, and I'm not even sure. I guess they're still playing in Korea. I don't know. They're really good.
They're awesome. You were playing them not too long ago, and I was like, damn, they're on fire.
This song is called Why Do We Have to Respect Him? I'm going to go ahead and guess this is something about like some political thing. I half the time in Korea, I would just like rock out, but I didn't have a clue what the freaking bands were singing about. Yeah.
They could be singing about we hate white people.
They could be like, they probably were. You know, they probably were.
They hate white people. But
this song is pretty good, so let's listen to it.
All right, let's do it right here on episode 58, man. Nar casting it right here with Leisurely Mother Trucking Lancaster. I'm telling you, man, I'm loving that, dude. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of the whole so far.
Suck Stuff is good.
I love that, man. That shit's tight.
I enjoyed being able to see them. One of the lead singers in that band did some like a few acoustic shows in Korea that were pretty memorable. That was a lot of fun.
That's tight, man. I like that. Like I said, man, that's tight.
They were kind of before my time in Korea, actually. I got there for the tail end. I didn't really see them like in full on Suck Stuff mode, but yeah. I heard they were good in their day. I don't know what they're doing now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, we got, you know, we're almost about to end the show, and we got three more bands.
Three more bands, two more in Seoul, and the last band I'm going to play is from Beijing, China.
Wow.
But this next band is some of my friends. They're kind of crust punk.
Okay.
It's called The Explode, and this song is called Where's Freedom, and my friend Minju is in this band. He's also in the next band, ICBM, and that song is going to be called Overthrow Future. They're crust punk from Korea. They're really smart kids.
Cool.
They're really cool. So I enjoy talking to them. Their English is pretty damn decent.
Nice. Cool. All right, we're going to check them out. But real quick, I want to give a quick little tag real quick with a friend that I work with, Chris Allen, has this blog, Tumblr thing called Trouble with Comics, man. What they do is they blog about comics and they do reviews and stuff. Check out their page, man, www.troublewithcomics.tumblr.com, which is TUMBLR.com, man. Check them out, troublewithcomics.tumblr.com.
What was that?
But anyway, you know, check them out, man. Like I said, they do the thing with the comics and the reviews, man. And I just wanted to plug them real quick. So let's get back to the music.
What do they do? What kind of what do you mean trouble with comics?
They just blog about comics and stuff like that. Like if you go in there, like they give you like movie previews and stuff like that. They give you just different stuff, like just news. Like
are they from San Diego?
Yeah, they're from San Diego. Yeah,
it's your friend. How do you know him?
He works with me at Arrowhead. He's an underwriter.
Okay.
So
cool.
Mr. Chris Allen, you know. So
what up, Chris?
Yep. That's and he's also a writer too. So he's cool. You know, check him out, man. Again, troublewithcomics.tumblr.com. I'm not really too familiar with the whole Tumblr websites, but
yeah,
it's just like a little forum, little thing here. Little blog. So yeah, just check it out. And let's get back to the music, man. Again.
All right. This is the Explode.
Thank you. Yep.
ICBM.
That's right, man. I'm digging that too, man.
Yeah,
that's some good shit, man. You know what? We're almost done with the show, man. We got one more band.
One more band. I'm gonna play like maybe two, possibly three songs from them, but definitely two. They're really kick ass. They're called Demerit. Mm-hmm. Demerit. My nose got all nasally from it. Demerit.
Cocaine.
Demerit. Yeah, right.
Sorry, I'm joking.
They're from. Well, they're not originally from Beijing, but that's where they are now. And I was so freaking lucky to get to see them last summer in Korea. They came over. I think they were like one of the first punk bands to leave China. They're really special. And one of the bandmates was like ridiculously hot. Mm. Like all of us were kind of fighting.
Holla.
Somehow Diane hooked up with him.
Nice.
I called you out, Diane.
Spraying the beans.
But
man.
Yeah, spilling the coconut beans.
Spraying the coconut beans.
But yeah, Demerit, they're really, really cool guys from China. And I wish China wasn't so far away. And I wish, you know, a lot of things about China. But I
love their food.
I
like Americanized Chinese food. I love it, dude.
No, I would like to know more about Chinese punk, but it's really hard to get in there. You know, it's really hard for them to get out too.
Yeah.
So it was pretty special that Demerit came, and I know it's like kind of a long time ago, but when they did come, everyone in Korea was super stoked. Mm, so
that's cool.
I'm gonna play a few songs from Demerit. Right.
So
the first song is called Bastards of the Nation, and the next one's called Bye Bye My Country, and then maybe one more song if we're feeling like it.
Just do one more. I think how long are the songs, you think?
I think they're about 3 or 4
minutes. Yeah, because we're at 107 right now, and we got up to 100, at least an hour and 20 minutes of a full-length CD. So
all right, we may just throw like a little bit of a toss salad there in the end.
I like tossing salads.
And it may be like a few more songs, you know, from all the artists that. It depends on what we're feeling like.
Yeah,
we opened it to Takate now.
Moved
on to Takate, yep. So we might throw a few more songs in there.
All right.
So this next one's Bastards of the Nation.
Bastards.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play Beijing Is Not My Home because it's kind of sing along, and I always kind of like.
Are we gonna know what they're saying? But we can it's still sing.
Yeah, they sing in English.
Oh nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell us that.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah, it's pretty clear. You can understand it.
Awesome. All right, let's hear it, man. Right here. Hey, are we ending the show right now?
Yeah,
okay,
well, let's end it by saying, like, you guys come out to the show on Tuesday night in Escondido at the Metaphor Cafe.
Yeah, get your lemon on.
And,
yeah, I'm going 23rd, right? Tuesday, it's a Tuesday.
Tame me.
Yeah.
I might get loose.
Uh-oh, get loose. But yeah, definitely come out there because I'm going to try to go out there, man. See Daisy's band, see
Labs, Raw Nerves, Fed to the Wolves.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
show.
They're going to throw some more bands on there.
That's
who knows?
Be cool,
hopefully,
man.
There
won't
be too many bands and everyone can play as many songs as they want.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right,
man. We're about to end the show, but real quick, I want to go ahead and talk about what's going to be on the next show, which I don't know yet. But future shows, I'm going to have Diversion Sound. I'm going to have them on the show. I'm going to try to get a co-host with the band Save Amos. They're going to come and do a little show with me. And I'm going to have Honest Yago on the show. Hopefully, they're going to co-host a show. And going way back to Vinyl Film, they might try to get a segment with them as well. So I love you guys. Keep listening to the Narcast. I'll do it because you guys listen to me, and I love supporting music. So that's what we're doing.
Thanks
right
for
here,
listening
man.
To my
ass. And this ain't the last of Leslie. So Leslie is going.
I hope to do a full femme show soon.
Yeah.
We're gonna do all female songs at some point.
That'd be cool. Throw some Bjork, some Sia.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll do something cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's listen to the shows. To the songs. Peace.
Later.